Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Thinking About the Future, Guidelines for Strategic Foresight, by Andy Hines, readers are equipped with robust methodologies to navigate the complexities of anticipating the future. Hines, a celebrated futurist and consultant, distills years of expertise into actionable guidance aimed at enhancing strategic thinking. The book serves as a bridge between theoretical concepts of foresight and practical applications that organizations and individuals can adapt to remain agile in a rapidly changing world. This guide is essential for anyone looking to understand the tools and techniques that facilitate effective decision-making about the future. The book looks at various foresight methodologies, case studies, and expert opinions, offering a structured approach towards developing an anticipatory perspective that could define the success of strategic planning processes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding strategic foresight. Strategic foresight is not about predicting the future, but about minimizing surprises and enabling better preparedness for what may come. This becomes essential as the business and global environment becomes more volatile. Andy Hines elaborates on the necessity of having a broad understanding of potential futures, rather than a singular focus. Strategic foresight involves systematic and disciplined efforts to imagine possible futures to help decision-making in the present. The methodology typically includes trend analysis, scenario planning, Delphi methods, and environmental scanning. Hines emphasizes the participatory aspect of foresight, encouraging the inclusion of different stakeholders in the foresight process, thus enriching the perspectives and increasing the robustness of the outcomes. Secondly, techniques of foresight. The author offers an in-depth exploration of various foresight techniques that can be adapted by organizations to enhance their strategic planning. These techniques include, but are not limited to, environmental scanning, trend analysis, scenario planning, and expert panels. Environmental scanning involves systematically exploring the external environment for signals of change, trends, and potential disruptions. Trend analysis helps in extrapolating existing data to predict longer-term developments. Scenario planning is described as an imaginative exploration of potential events by creating detailed narratives about the future. The book not only describes these techniques, but also provides a guide on how they can be effectively implemented in a strategic foresight initiative, highlighting the nuances and common pitfalls to avoid. Thirdly, case studies and real-world applications. To bridge the gap between theory and practice, Andy Hines includes a variety of case studies from organizations that have successfully implemented strategic foresight principles. These practical examples serve to demonstrate the tangible benefits of foresight in real-world settings. The case studies cover different industries and scenarios, showing how foresight can lead to better strategic decisions, anticipate customer needs, and avoid potential crises. Each case study is dissected to show the methodology used, the outcomes achieved, and the lessons learned, providing valuable insights for readers keen on applying these concepts in their own professional spheres. Fourthly, building a foresight culture. Developing a culture of foresight within an organization is crucial for the sustained success of strategic foresight efforts. Hines discusses how to cultivate this culture by integrating foresight into daily decision-making processes and making it a part of the organizational ethos. This involves training teams in foresight methodologies, encouraging open dialogues about the future, and regular feedback loops to refine approaches. The author stresses the importance of leadership buy-in and the role of foresight champions in propagating this cultural shift. Additionally, Hines provides strategies for overcoming resistance to change and fostering an environment that values curiosity and proactive thinking. Lastly, the role of leadership in strategic foresight. Leadership plays a pivotal role in the effective implementation of strategic foresight. Leaders are not just responsible for endorsing the practice, but also for actively participating in the foresight processes. Hines argues that leadership commitment is essential to the credibility and depth of the foresight exercise. He offers advice on how leaders can embody foresight-driven thinking, including staying informed about global trends and encouraging a forward-looking mindset within their teams. The section also explores the potential challenges leaders face, such as balancing short-term pressures with long-term strategic thinking, and provides strategies to address these challenges. In conclusion, Thinking About the Future: Guidelines for Strategic Foresight by Andy Hines is an invaluable resource for anyone from business leaders to policymakers, strategic planners to academic researchers. The book is particularly beneficial for those who are in positions to influence the strategic direction of their organizations. With the tools and techniques provided, readers are equipped to make informed decisions that can benefit not only their immediate objectives, but also position them advantageously for future uncertainties. Adopting the principles detailed in this book can lead to a stronger, more resilient strategic outlook, imperative in today's fast-paced and unpredictable environment. If you would like to support Andy Hines, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.